Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop. And our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball. And now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out. And he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, ow, that hurt.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. That everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Sports Report. So let's talk Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root.
Yeah,
was that
what's
energy
up,
money?
Las Vegas? And what's up, DJ Papa D? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm having a disappointing day so far. I didn't get to go to the Blind Center this morning to celebrate this lady's 100th birthday. I was supposed to sing in the choir and sing some songs for this lady. But there was some complications in the paperwork from my hotel about going to the Blind Center. I don't know what they're talking about. They already submitted all the paperwork for them to get approval for my eyesight problem, but I don't know. They came in this morning and told me that they didn't get the paperwork from the blind center yesterday. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know about that. But anyway, I was looking forward to getting the eyeglasses, since we're getting some sunglasses that look like Bootsy Collins. You know, the big star with the diamonds around the rims of the glasses. Yeah. We were gonna get some big sunglasses with the diamonds around the vocal parts of the glasses, and then it was gonna say 100. Yeah, so I was gonna get some 100 sunglasses with the diamonds on them, and I was gonna wear them even though I wasn't gonna sing in the concert today. But I was going to get the glasses anyway. I thought that would be a nice memento to have, to keep. And I could wear it one day when I do my 100th concert or something. But anyway, let's talk baseball. What's going on with Major League Baseball today?
Well, I can give you the standings. Starting with the American League, in the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are still on top with 60 wins, followed by the Baltimore Orioles with 57 wins. Toronto Blue Jays are in third with 53 wins. Boston Red Sox are in fourth with 51 wins, and the New York Yankees are in fifth with 50 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are still on top with 48 wins. Close behind are the Cleveland Guardians with 46 wins. In third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 42 wins. In fourth place, it's the Chicago White Sox with 40 wins. And in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals with 27 wins. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are on top, extending their lead. They have 56 wins. The Houston Astros are in second with 52 wins. The Seattle Mariners are in third with 47 wins and 46 losses. California Angels are in fourth with 47 wins and 48 losses. And in last place, it's the Oakland A's with 25 wins. In the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are still on top, and they are extending their lead significantly. They have 61 wins. In second place, it's the Miami Marlins with 53 wins. In third place, it's the Philadelphia Phillies with 51 wins. Fourth place, the New York Mets have 42 wins. And in fifth place, it's the Washington Nationals with 38 wins. And in the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 52 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 50 wins. Chicago Cubs have 43 wins. And the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates are in fourth and fifth, and both have 41 wins and 53 losses. The Cardinals moved up above the Pirates. They used to be in last, but now they're not. And in the National League West, the LA Dodgers are still on top with 54 wins, followed by the San Francisco Giants, who have 52 wins, not too far behind, 52 wins and 41 losses. Arizona Diamondbacks are in third. They also have 52 wins, but they have 42 losses, so they have one more loss than the Giants. In fourth place, it's the San Diego Padres with 42 wins, and in last, it's the Colorado Rockies with 36 wins. That's the standings in Major League Baseball.
Well, all right. Well, it sounds like they're still playing ball in Major League Baseball. What about any games that were played yesterday? Do we have any scores of any of the teams that played yesterday?
Yeah, we do. The Cleveland Guardians smoked the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-0. It's probably why the Pirates went down to last place. LA Dodgers beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-4. The Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. This says yesterday, but for the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds, but it says they're tied 2-2 in the bottom of the ninth, so they can't still be playing that game from yesterday. So I don't know what's going on with the Major League Baseball website. But anyway, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Miami Marlins, probably why the Cardinals moved up to fourth place. Yeah, Washington Nationals beat the Chicago Cubs. The Nationals are in last place in their division, so they beat them 7-5. Tampa Bay Rays lost again to the and they lost to the Texas Rangers. But they're still in first place, but I think this is like the second game in a row that they lost. Let me look back here. Tampa Bay Rays. No, they beat the Royals 2 days ago. Or not 2 days ago. That was a while back. On the 15th. Okay. I thought they... No, they lost. They lost to the Royals on the 16th. Yeah. So this is the second time they lost. So I hope they can hold on to their lead. California Angels beat the New York Yankees, which is good. Good for California. And the Boston Red Sox beat the Oakland A's 7-0. I don't know what's up with my Oakland A's, but they just can't win for some reason. I don't know. And there's a bunch of games today. The Brewers play the Phillies. Guardians play the Pirates again. Dodgers play the Orioles again. Padres play the Blue Jays again. San Francisco Giants are playing the Cincinnati Reds again. I guess these are a bunch of series. The Chicago White Sox are playing the New York Mets. The Diamondbacks are playing the Braves. That should be a good game. Cardinals are playing the Marlins again. Let's see if the Cardinals can win again against the Marlins. Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Texas Rangers. They need to win this game. They want to maintain their first-place lead on the American League East. The Nationals play the Cubs. I don't know. I'd bet on the Cubs. Tigers and the Royals, I'd bet on the Tigers. Houston Astros are playing the Colorado Rockies. Houston all the way. The New York Yankees are playing the California Angels. I don't know. Neither team is doing too good, but I'm going to bet on the California team. The Boston Red Sox are playing the Oakland A's. I want the A's to win, but you know what? And they're playing here, so maybe I can catch that game. But, you know, tickets are probably free now. They're doing so bad. But, you know, you probably just show up and they'll probably pay you to come to the game. But we'll see what happens. And then the Seattle Mariners are playing the Minnesota Twins. The Twins, I think, are in first or second place. I think they're in first. The Mariners, I think, are in third place in their division. So we'll see what happens with that game. And that's it for today.
Major League Baseball. Well, all right.
Yeah. Oh, well, that sounds like games. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like baseball is playing baseball, and they're getting ready to end the season. Well, I guess they got some more games because the end of the season doesn't usually come until October. So we got to wait and see if Mr. October shows up. But I don't know. I think Reggie Jackson retired. So I don't think he'll be playing in October because they call him Mr. October because he was hitting all the home runs in October. But anyway.
Did you say Reggie Jackson?
Yeah, I said Reggie Jackson.
You're a couple of decades behind you, Money.
Really? He retired like 20 years ago. Are you saying that? No, don't tell me I'm that far behind the time.
He's tired.
Oh, no. Did he die?
Reggie.
Did he die? Oh, no. Don't tell me he died. Don't tell me Reggie.
No, no. He's still alive, but he's 77 years old. He retired a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Reggie was hitting them out at 50 years old. I'm sure at 60 and 70, he could probably still be hitting the ball out the park. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's Major League Baseball. Yeah, so let's talk about WNBA basketball. Let's see what's going on with the women playing basketball in the WNBA.
All right. Well, the Las Vegas Aces are still on top with 19 wins and 2 losses, followed by the New York Liberty, who are still in second place. They have 14 wins and 4 losses. The Connecticut Sun are hot on their trail, though. They have 15 wins, but they have 5 losses. So if the New York Liberty loses any game, they're going down to third place. The Washington Mystics are in fourth place with 11 wins and 8 losses, as are the Atlanta Dream. They also have 11 wins and 8 losses. And the Dallas Wings in sixth place have 11 wins and 9 losses. So those three teams are battling it out for fourth place, fourth, fifth, and sixth place. In seventh place, the Minnesota Lynx have 9 wins and 11 losses. And they're fighting with the Chicago Sky, who have 8 wins and 12 losses, who are in eighth place. In ninth place, it's the L.A. Sparks, who got 7 wins and 13 losses. In 10th place, the Indiana Fever, with 5 wins and 15 losses. I guess in 10th, 11th, and 12th place, they're kind of battling out for last. In 11th place, it's the Phoenix Mercury with 4 wins and 15 losses. And in 12th place, bringing up the rear, the Seattle Storm with 4 wins and 16 losses. So that's the standings in the WNBA.
All right. Well, again, it sounds like the top teams, except for the number one team, are all being represented by the Eastern Conference. So what about any basketball games? Anybody been playing any games in the last couple of days since the WNBA All-Star game?
Well, no, there haven't been any games since the All-Star game, but there's 2 games today. The Minnesota Lynx play the Atlanta Dream, and the Lynx are in, the Lynx are in 7th place, and the Dream is in 5th place, so, you know, who knows who's going to win that game. And the Connecticut Sun is playing the Phoenix Mercury. And so the Connecticut Sun is in 3rd place, and the Phoenix Mercury is in 11th place. So there's a very good chance that the Connecticut Sun is going to win that game.
Okay.
And that's it for today. There's a couple of games tomorrow. The Washington Mystics play the Indiana Fever, and the Dallas Wings, who I believe are in 6th place, are going to play the New York Liberty, who are in 2nd place. So, you know, I don't know. See if Dallas Wings can do something and try to contend with the 2nd place New York Liberty.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, that's good luck for the New York Liberty. Maybe they can beat the Dallas Mavericks, the Dallas team, so they can stay in 2nd or 3rd place. Because they're battling to stay in position in competition for the getting ready for the playoffs in the WNBA. Well, all right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report. for the basketball and Major League Baseball for today,
July 18th, 2023.
All right. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with, and one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris, and she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she said, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any men dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no men dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
Don't let it cry. Take a look, girl, cry.
Doll, baby, but I have been known to get into personal relationships.
My partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace, is riding his motorcycle. He died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street. And somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up, he's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness, They got caught in centuries. So I made the light that I'm gunning and rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden, they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brakes. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. So, one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000. And his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile. Right away, it's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, no, we're not getting another bike. Nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, dude. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro. Thank you.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden, bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show, because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of stories, some jokes I want to share with you. There was a man that was driving on the highway, and he was speeding on the highway. He was driving over 100 miles an hour, and he passed this freeway billboard. Well, behind the freeway billboard was a highway patrol officer who was sitting in his patrol car, and he was eating his lunch. And he saw the man pass on his highway, and he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway, so I got to stop him. So he put up his lunch, and he took off in pursuit of the person driving the car that was speeding on the highway. And while he was chasing the man down, he thought to himself, I'm going to find out why this guy is speeding on my highway. And if he has a legitimate reason, I'm going to let him go. And then I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. But he was following the man on the highway, and he turned his headlights on, and he pulled the man over. And the man pulled over, and the highway patrol got out of his car, and he walked up to the driver, and he knocked on his window, and the driver rolled his window down, and he said, sir, you know you were speeding. And the driver said, yes, I know I was going a little fast. He's like, well, tell me why you were speeding. I really want to know. And the driver said, well, when I passed the highway patrol sitting behind that freeway billboard, I kind of thought of my wife, because my wife ran off with a highway patrol officer. And then when I saw you turn on your red light and you were trying to catch up with me, I thought for sure you were trying to catch me and you were going to give my wife back. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was another 18-wheeler driving on the highway, and he was speeding, and he passed a sidewalk cafe, and he decided that he was going to go get something to eat in the cafe. So he pulled off the highway and pulled into the parking lot for the sidewalk cafe, and then he parked next to the sidewalk cafe in the parking lot. And he got out of his 18-wheeler, and he walked into the cafe, and he sat at the counter, and he looked at the menu, and the waitress came over and said, can I take your order? And he said, yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. I'll have a cup of coffee, and I'll have a piece of that apple pie right there in that counter right there. And the waitress said, is that all? He said, yep, that's it. So she wrote up the ticket, and then she gave it to her cook to cook his hamburger. And while the 18-wheeler driver was sitting in the cafe, he was waiting on his food. Three motorcycle bikers from a bikers club came in to the cafe, and they sat at the counter next to the man. And when his food showed up, one biker ate his hamburger, another biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. And the biker and the 18-wheeler, the driver, didn't say a thing. He just watched them as they ate his food. And then he got up and he went to the counter and he paid for his food. He paid for his ticket and he left a tip for the waitress. And then he walked out of the cafe and went and got in his 18-wheeler. And the motorcycle guys started laughing. They were like, oh, he's a sorry-ass man. He didn't put up any fuss about us eating his food. He didn't put up any comments or questions about us drinking his coffee. He didn't make any issues about us eating his apple pie. He didn't make a fuss about nothing. Oh, he's a sorry man. In fact, he's a punk. He ain't even a real man. And the waitress was sitting there listening to them make their comments. And they said, yeah, that's true. That's what you said about him. He was a sorry man. He was a sorry truck driver. He didn't even make any comments about you eating his food. And he didn't make any issues about you not paying for his food or nothing. He didn't complain at all about you eating all his food. And you said he was a sorry man. Yeah, I guess he was kind of sorry. But you know one thing? I didn't hear any of you say anything about what trucking company he worked for. Because he rode out the parking lot, and on the way out the parking lot, he smashed three motorcycles with his 18-wheeler. And then he smashed and rolled over three motorcycles with his 18-wheeler truck. And he smashed the motorcycle. And then he went on out the parking lot and drove down the street with his 18-wheeler. And I guess he got the last word on what was going on. So I guess he really wasn't a punk after all, because he got the last word. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. They had a husband and wife that were living in this house. And the wife got up and went to the bathroom. And when she finished on the toilet, she was trying to get up, and she couldn't get off the toilet. She was stuck on the toilet. In fact, she had gained extra weight, and she was heavy, and she was stuck on the toilet. So she called her husband in to help her get off the toilet. And she called him in, and he came in, and he tried to pull his wife off the toilet, but he couldn't pull her off because she had gained extra weight, and she was extra heavy now. And no matter what he did, he couldn't get his wife off the toilet. So he decided that he was going to go use the telephone in the living room, and he was going to call his friend, the plumber, and see if the plumber might have some tools that he can use to get the wife off the toilet. So he went in the living room, and he called his plumber friend, and he was telling his plumber friend that his wife was stuck on the toilet, and he was wondering if he had some tools that he could use to get his wife off the toilet, because he tried to pull her off the toilet, but he wasn't able to get her off the toilet. So she's stuck on the bathroom toilet right now. And the plumber said, yeah, I think I got some tools that we can use to get her off the toilet. And the husband said, well, thank you. I hope so, because I was trying to pull her off the toilet, and I couldn't pull her off. She just was too heavy for me to pull off the toilet. So the plumber said, all right, I'll be at your house in about 5 minutes. And the plumber said, the husband said, okay. And he hung up the phone, and he went back in the bathroom, and he told his wife, he just got off the phone with the plumber, And the plumber said he thinks he has some tools that can help get you off the toilet. So he's on his way, and he'll be here in about 5 minutes. And the wife said, oh, okay, thank you. I don't know what's going on. And the husband said, well, you just gained some extra weight, and now you're too fat to get off the toilet. So he looked, and he saw his wife had her pants down around her ankles, and she was showing her private parts. And the husband thought about it. He said he didn't want the plumber to come into the house and then come into the bathroom and see his wife's private parts hanging out all over the place. So he thought about it, and he decided that he was going to go into the bedroom. And he walked into the bedroom, and he went into the closet, and he pulled out a big hat out of the closet, and he took it into the bathroom, and he put the hat over his wife's waist. He covered up her private parts because he didn't want the plumber to come in and see her private parts hanging out all over the place. So he had put the hat over his wife's private parts. And then the doorbell rang, and the husband walked into the living room, and he answered the door, and it was the plumber. And he said, okay, plumber, I'm glad you're here. My wife is in the bathroom, and she's stuck on the toilet. So I hope you have some tools that can get her off the toilet, because she's really stuck. I've been pulling on her and pulling on her, and I can't pull her off the toilet. So the plumber said, yeah, I think I got some tools that could pull her off. So him and the husband walked into the bathroom, and the husband walked into the bathroom with the plumber, and he looked at the plumber, and he said, see, that's my wife right there. And she's stuck on the toilet. I can't pull her off, but do you have some tools that you can use that you might be able to pull her off of the toilet? And the plumber looked at her, and he said, yeah, I got something I can use to pull her off the toilet. And the husband was happy to hear that. He's like, okay. And then the plumber said, but the man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. Oh, I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, one more joke for you, listening audience, and then we're going to play a song for you. There was a snail that went into a car dealership, and he wanted to buy a Camaro. He wanted to buy a flaming red Camaro, and he wanted a big white stripe painted down the center of the Camaro. He wanted a big white racing stripe painted down the center of the Camaro. And he wanted an S painted on the driver's side door and an S painted on the passenger door. And the dealer said, okay, we'll have to order that. So that'll be a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks for us to get the order in, because they got to detail the car with the S on both doors. And then the big white racing stripe down the middle of the car. So it's going to be a couple of weeks. And the snail said, okay, that's fine. Just call me when the order's in, and I'll come and pick up the car. And the dealer was like, all right. So 2 weeks later, the dealer called the snail and told him, we got the car in, and I got the big white racing stripe painted down the center of your car. But we don't have the S's detailed on the driver's door and on the passenger door. So we're still waiting for that order to come in. And the dealer said, by the way, just for my own information, why did you want a big white racing stripe painted down the center of your car? And why did you want S's painted on your passenger door and on your driver's door? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving this fancy Camaro down the street and I pass all the corners in the neighborhood, I want them to look at that car and say, man, look at that fancy S car go. Look at that S car go. Escargot is a dessert in the French country, a fried snail. I'm G Money. I'm the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, now let's play a song from my catalog of songs. I have a song that I call Big Bank Takes Little Bank, and I want to play that for the listening audience. Big Bank Takes Little Bank. You can play song one, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
Big bang, take metal bang. Big
money again, and I'm kissing the money and everything, and I'm playing to the money. And I count it again, and I pull out another dollar, and I ball it up and throw it in the crowd, and people are just going crazy.
Big bang, take metal bang. 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 Big bang, take metal bang.
They were like, oh man, this guy is crazy. And then I walk over and I would act like I was going to give him some money. I count out like $10 or $20, and I'd go to hand it to them, and then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang, take metal bang. 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 Big bang, take metal bang.
And pull it back and laugh. No, you don't get me money. This is mine. The money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang, take metal bang. 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 Big bang, take metal bang.
I'm G Money, the pimp champ. And if you didn't know, now you know.
The money man, I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang, take metal bang. Big bang, take metal bang. Big bang, take metal bang. Big bang, take metal bang.
You know, I was cool in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, and I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
Come on now.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to take a time out for a second to talk to my engineer, DJ Papa D. I got a question for you. DJ Papa D. Okay. I remember we had a conversation about you putting some songs together on the website, and you put an instrumental version along with the songs with the words. I think we had that conversation. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay. So the commercial we just ran said that they could go to, I'm a comedian from L.A., and they could download the instrumental version of the song. Now, if they go to storytimewithgmoney.com, isn't that where all the songs have the instrumental version of all of my songs at that time?
So you really need to understand that I don't say anything that I don't know what I'm talking about, and I only state facts. So what that ad said was they could go to G-Money, storytimewithgmoney.com, but to download that song, there's a special page that has that particular promotion on it, and that's where they download the instrumental version of that song on that special page, which has that promotion, not from a page that has all of the instrumental versions of every song. Do you understand what I just said?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
good. Thank you.
That's the only instrumental. Okay. Okay. All right. You're right. I was kind of concerned because when I heard the commercial, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought he said that there were no instrumentals, but I knew that instrumental have been put together, but I don't know about what you're talking about, a special page that you put together for the contest. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you did.
But
you did know about
it
when I did it. You just forgot about it, and you still don't understand that I'm always right and you're always wrong. So one day, one day maybe, perhaps, when you grow up, become a big boy. When you grow up and become a big boy, become a man, you'll understand that your brother always spits the facts and always knows what he's talking about, and that you
okay.
And even though you try to talk over me and don't let me talk, it still doesn't matter because I still always know what I'm talking about and I always know the facts, and you're the one who doesn't really know anything. So anyway, back to the show.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. So I got a comic, a joke for you. I knew a girl that had 10 strands of hair on her head, and she put grease on her hair, and she combed it to the side, and she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg and farted real loud. And the other fly said, come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo! All right. They had another couple of mosquitoes that were flying over a celebrity party. And they saw Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis at the party, and they were getting drunk. And one of the mosquitoes said to the other mosquito, let's go down and bite Dean. And the other mosquito said, no, you go biting, because I'm flying tonight. I can't drink and fly, just like you can't drink and drive. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, now I got another story to share with you. What story do I want to share with you? There was a man that was in an accident, and he went to court, and he won millions of dollars for the accident he was in. And he decided that he wanted to start his own business and create his own products. But he started a company that he called he called it the what did he call the company? He called the company the I can't think of what he called the company. But he had three men that were waiting for interviews to get a job at his company. And the first guy went in and sat down at a desk, and the interviewer told him that this company is, I can't think of what kind of company the man had. He had a company where it was, observation company. That's what it was. It was the company where you observe things. And he asked the man, he said, this is an observation company. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man hollered and screamed and said, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. And the man walked out the door. And then the interviewer walked out to the waiting room, and he got the second man that was in line to be interviewed in the company, and he brought him in and sat him at the desk. And he told the man, he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him and looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the interviewer screamed and hollered and said, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you either. So the man walked out to the waiting room, and he told the third guy that was waiting for his interview, he said, hey, man, whatever you do, don't say anything about the interviewer not having any ears, because he seems to be really sensitive about that. So I think that if you don't say anything about him not having any ears, I think you can get the job. But don't say anything about him not having any ears, because he's really sensitive about that. And the guy said, oh, okay, man, thank you. That's good looking out. I appreciate the heads up on that. And if I get hired, I'll look after you. I'll, you know, probably give you a job or something. And the dude said, all right, that's good looking out. Good luck with your interview. And so the interviewer came out to the waiting room and got the third man and took him into the interview room and sat him behind the desk. And he told the man, he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the interviewer was shocked. He was like, wow, that's amazing. Nobody's ever said anything like that to me before. What gave you that impression that I wear contact lenses? Oh, that is so amazing. You have just fascinated me with your observation. What makes you think of that? And the man said, well, I'm looking at you, and I know you can't wear no glasses because you got no ears to hold your glasses up with. That's why I think you're wearing contact lenses. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, do I have another joke? I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. And they put it on the Braille reading list. And they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! I'm G-Man, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, now it's time for a story. I recorded a story for the listening audience. So audience, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back and relax. Get you something cold to drink and get something to snack on, like some popcorn or some peanuts or some candy if you want. And listen to the story that I recorded for the listening audience. I'm sure it'll be entertaining. It'll be educational. It'll be inspirational. And it'll be comical. So, without further ado, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show with some music in a minute. You know, I was telling you I was riding a motorcycle, and I had developed a need for speed. I like racing, and I like things that went really fast. And when I was in the Cub Scouts, we were getting model cars. I got this Pinewood car model that we were supposed to sand the wooden frame down and make the car into any kind of chassis that we want to have, that we want to race. And it was a box car, so it would race in a soapbox derby. And in the Cub Scouts, they had a track where they had like six lanes on the track. And the track stood at one end. It stood 6 feet off the ground. And you would put your car on the top of the track on one of the lanes on the track. And everybody that was racing their cars in that race would put their cars on the lane, and it would have a gate that the cars would sit against. The front of the car would lean against the gate, and then the track would go down on a slope, and when it got to the ground, then it leveled up, and it went straight to the finish line. And the track was about 15 yards long. So it was a good race when you put your car up there. And depending on how much weight you put on the body of your car, that depended on how fast your little car would go. Because it had the wheels, and you would shave, you would sand your car body down to the shape of the car that you'd want to have, and then you would paint it, and you would put a number on the car. So my cars were always number 7, and I always had a really fast car because I put a lead weight on the bottom of my car. So when I put it on the top of the track, when they said on the march, it said go, and they dropped the gate, and all the cars started rolling down the hill, rolling down the lane, and they were racing to the end of the track. My car usually did really well, and I won a lot of races. And people were so amazed that my cars were so fast. And it wasn't that my cars were really fast and really shiny. It was that I had a wooden weight that I had put under the front end of my car, which gave it that extra weight to make it faster when it was going down the runway, when it was going down the ramp. Soon as it hit the level off spot, it just took off, and it beat all the other cars. And that was my need for speed. And I was in the Cub Scouts, and we would have races like at camp, or when we went to, we had Cub Scout events. My car would always do real well in the event, but they had other kids that put weights on the bottom of their car too, and a lot of their cars were really fast. But my car was usually the fastest one because the weight I put under my car was a lot bigger than the other weight that the other kids put on their car. So my car, my box car, my wooden box car was a real fast car, and I had a lot of fun racing my car on the wooden track that we were racing our car on. And I got the need for speed, and they had a racetrack called Revelle Raceway where you could put your motorized car on the track, and you had Brillo brushes under the front end of your car that was attached to the motor of your car. And when you put it on the track, it had a guide that you would fit it on the track, and then you would put the Brillo bristles on the metal part of the track that was on the sides of the brittle, of the Brillo, and you would put that on the track, and then you had a remote control that you would speed. You would turn up the speed on your car, and you would slow it down and turn it up, and you could turn left or right with your control. And we had about 8 lanes on the track. So when you started off in the race, everybody started off at the starting gate, and then they would start the track, and they would turn the track power on, and then the power would engage all the cars, and the cars would be rolling on the track, but they're getting their electric power from the bristles that you had on the front end of the car that was attached to the motor that you had on your car, and that's what gave it its power. And we would be racing all around the track. The track had a figure eight, it had a jump, and it had a loop-de-loop, and it had a lot of turns on the track, and it was a lot of fun to race your cars on the track. And they usually gave prizes to the fastest car on the track. But a lot of times your car would turn at a curve and it would flip over off the track. So you'd have to go down there and put your car back on the track and connect it to the electric connection on the track. And then you would turn your remote on, and you would turn the power on the car, and you would guide your car. And that's how your car would run. And that was a lot of fun because you could go around all the curves, and you could go over the humps and go over the jumps, and you could go around the curves and everything. It was really exciting to ride with your electric car. Because the faster your car would go, the better your chances of winning in the competition. It would be a great, great time having fun racing your car at Revell Raceway. And I know of 2 Revell tracks. One was in Westchester and one was in Englewood. And I would go to the track on the weekend, and I would run my cars. But I always had cars. My parents would buy me models so that I had to put the models together, and I had to paint them and put the decals on them and make them look like racing cars. And then I took my cars to the track and ran them against everybody else's race cars. Now, most of the people that I was running against, they had bought cars from Revell Racetrack because they had a whole assortment of cars that they sold at the racetrack. And you could buy a built car already that was ready to run, and you could just put it on the track, and you could have your controller, because you could rent a controller from the racetrack people, and you could control your car. And your car, if you bought it, it would be fast, and it would outrun all of the other cars. So I had a car that I had to put together because my parents thought I would have more fun if I built my own race car. And I did. I had a lot of fun running my race car, but I would have rather have a car that I could have bought that was already built so that I could have won some races, because I didn't win any races because my car wasn't competitive with the cars that they were selling at the racetrack. All of those cars were high powers, and they had a high powers motor, and they ran at top speed, and they were balanced. So when they hit the curves, they didn't fly off the track like my put-together car did, my model car that I put together myself. It wasn't balanced like these sports cars were. So I would hit the turn at a high speed, and then my car would flip over and fall off the track, and I'd have to go down to the corner of the curb where my car came off of the track, and I'd have to reach over and put my car back on my lane and then take off from there. So I didn't really win any races, but I had fun with my car. It would have been better if I could have won some races, though. But the cars that you bought at the racetrack, they had an Aft, which was like a Corvette race car, and they had a couple of Firebirds that were real fancy sports cars. They had some Camaros. They had some real fancy sports cars that they were selling, and those people were running their cars against my homemade, home-built cars. So I couldn't really compete with the kids that had the built cars, the home-built cars. You know, mine was homemade. But I had motor and everything. My car looked real good, but it just wasn't really fast. It couldn't compete with the cars that you could buy for a high dollar price at the raceway. My model might have cost me $25, and it took me like 2 days to build it and put it together and then paint it and put all the decals on it and put my number on it and put the oil company that I was representing in the races, because, you know, they always have an oil company and a tire company on the race cars. So I put my oil company and I put my tire company decal on my car. And I put a flag or two on my car, made it look real fancy. And I painted my car red, and I had a blue car, and I had a yellow car. And I painted them with the stripe down the side. So they looked really fancy. But when they got on the track, they couldn't compete with the cars that were store-bought. And I didn't win any races, but I had fun because every week I would go to the track and I'd pay my money and I'd get my remote control and I would race on the track, and I had a need for speed and I was rolling, and that was a lot of fun. I did that for a couple of years. I got my need for speed from riding my motorcycle, and then I was racing my boxcar in the Cub Scouts, and then as I got older, I went to the Revelle Raceway where I was racing my built race cars, that I home-built my cars. And I designed them and decorated them myself. And I went and I raced against everybody else's cars that they had bought and that they ran, that they were high-performance cars. So I had fun. I just didn't win anything. But it was okay because I had a need for speed, and I could race my car down the racetrack. And I'd get to the corner, and I'd slow my car down, and I'd go around the corner, and then I'd hit a straightaway, and I'd punch it. And my car would take off, and it would be going fast. And I'd get to a hill, and I'd go over the hill, and I'd get down to a curb, and I'd have to slow down to go around the curb because I didn't want to fly off the track. I found that that was the secret to racing your car at Revell Raceway, is to control your remote control and control your car. So when you got to the corners, you slowed down and you went around the corners, and then when you hit the straightaway, you punched it. And that's where I learned to race my car. And I learned to go over the hills and under the bridges and all these different parts of the track that made racing my Revell race car interesting. I had a lot of fun, and I built my cars. I had three race cars, and I built them for the need for speed, and that's my story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. July 18th, 2023. Happy birthday to Patrick Chapman. Happy birthday to Murray Alexander Country Gal. Happy birthday to Johnny A. Lund. Happy birthday, Jacqueline W. Cumber. Happy birthday, Aisha Sanders. Happy birthday, Erica L. Happy birthday, Christopher McKinnon, Jr. Happy birthday to Carmen Sankofa. Happy birthday to Ramonda Crosby. And last but not least, happy birthday to Rihanna Brady. That's it. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, July 18th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. In the middle of the summer, I know your mother went through problems before she bore you. She was bearing you during the hottest part of the year. And that was real difficult for a fat woman to walk around and have a baby in her belly. It was real difficult. So thank your mother that you made it, because it was a tough time in her life to be walking around during the middle of the summer before you were born. So, all right, happy birthday to everybody that was born in July month in the middle of the summer. And I hope God blesses you. He brought you here. He gave you opportunity to live on this planet and to live with life and everlasting life. So I want to say may God bless you and take care of you and your friends and your family. And may everybody celebrate your birthday with glory and honor and have a good time. All right. Well, I'm going to sing you a birthday song. Yeah, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you today. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. And everybody celebrating. It's your birthday. It's your birthday, girl. It's your birthday, boy. Celebrating your birthday on your birthday, girl. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you today. And may God bless you today, tomorrow, and every day after. May you have great days in your life and celebrate your birthdays with the best of intention and the best of glory on your birthday. So happy birthday to you, and may God bless you with all kind of toys and royalties and family gatherings for your birthday. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say let us pray. talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.